Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. Pistachios are known for their protein power, fiber, and better-for-you unsaturated fats for a combination that may help you keep feeling fuller longer. Wonderful Pistachios is a good source of protein with zero guilt. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. I love that they come in a variety of sizes and flavors, making this the perfect protein snack for any on-the-go adventure. Check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Flow Track Podcast. My name is Kevin. His name is Gordon. Subscribe to the Flow Track YouTube page if you haven't yet. If you're watching live on YouTube, this is the last day you'll see us in this studio that some of you have come to know and love over the past, actually not that long, because we were at home for a long time, and then we were in little booths
for
a while.
We're in a black box for the beginning.
Yeah, actually not much history now that I think
no,
about it.
No, there's not really much history with this studio. It's kind of like, eh.
A year?
Maybe, yeah, okay. About a year. Yeah, we were in a black box, then we were in our homes, and then we're in the studio. Now we're going back to our homes, and then into a new studio. When's that coming, Tyler? No pressure on picking the exact date.
Oh, I mean, 2 weeks. Yeah, there's a temporary space y'all can be in.
Oh, so we're in 2 weeks temporary space. But when's the real space happen?
That's like a six-month thing, isn't it?
November.
November. Ooh. Okay, so in cross-country nationals, we'll be in our real studio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you could post something on social media like which Flow Track podcast studio best describes you.
Yes.
Which one are you?
It's like a BuzzFeed article.
Yeah, Barbie, Oppenheimer.
Yes.
Like, which one are you? Are you the home studio? Are you studio number one? Are you the defunct studio? Are you temporary studio? Bunch of options. I want to read an email before we go any further.
Let's do it.
So we got the email from our friend Jason, who had the big goal, going to go to Masters Championships this year, run the 100. It was an internet coach section. We talked about it, gave some advice, had some ups, had some downs, had some injuries. But I want to read the latest update from Jason. It says, I made it to nationals, showed up without testing my leg, which got injured. In fact, in the past 11 weeks, I had only 2 weeks of sprint training. However, I haven't had sugar in 7 months and I dropped over 20 pounds.
Hey!
I'm looking great, the best I have looked or felt in 15 years. Said he didn't reach the original goal time of 12.5, but I got a good start coming out of the blocks. Couldn't hold it for 100 with a lack of training. 31 athletes signed up for my event. Not everyone made it to the start line. Finished 14th. Got 14th.
Top 50 percentile.
The winner ran a world record time of 10.88 for the age group.
Ooh.
He also won a bronze medal for Jamaica in the 1996 Olympics. he said, I have some things planned for the future. I will let you know. So thanks for keeping us abreast of your journey here. Jason, it's been fun. Glad you were able to get after it.
Like I say, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
Well, and it's also about if the person lined up next to you in a master's race has an Olympic medal.
Yes, that's a little...
That's not really fair.
Yeah.
And in lane four...
Do you think the guy who did break the world record running 10.88 in the age group... What age are we talking?
What did we say? Was it 50?
50?
I think it was... Yeah, he's 50.
Do you think what do you think felt better? For him, like, he tied the world record because it looks like, according to here, there's 10.88 was Willie Gault.
Mm-hmm. Another great.
Well. So tied the world record, didn't break it. Do you think he feels better about breaking an age group world
record? Oh, yeah, he says ran the world record. So I put my own. No, he feels better about getting a bronze medal in the 1996
Olympics.
Yeah,
but that's not a world record.
True, but it's a bronze medal.
But do you know how people have gotten bronze medals? So many. Not even in track. There's multiple events. People getting bronze medals at... like other sports.
I guess we got to ask him.
Other global championships. Bronze is everywhere. It's one of the very common element.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it's not a common element? The world record, age 50, 100-meter dash. Only one person has that. It's Willie Gault.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of two people as opposed to one of millions. Millions of people have bronze medals. I have a bronze medal.
No, but not
swimming. 10-year-old swimming.
You don't have an Olympic bronze medal. It's different.
Thousands of people have Olympic medals.
Yeah, yeah. You had to lower the number there. You started off with a million people, then you went down to 1,000.
If you actually really think about it, this goes back to, like, would you rather have an Olympic gold or a world record?
Yeah, I'm Olympic gold.
But the but they give out Olympic golds.
True.
Like,
but you have to keep them.
Hotcakes.
But you'd keep them. World record, you don't get to keep. And then if you become the third best all time, if you told me I'd have the world record forever, that'd be a different conversation.
Yeah, but what is more valuable? Owning the world record or being in the top 10 list for a long time ever? Or, I mean, they give out another, like, how often are you going to talk, like, we don't talk about the 2016 Olympic champions. We talk about the 2021 Olympic champions.
No, we do. Of course we still
talk about it. Yeah, but it loses its pizzazz. What's the word?
Panache.
Prestige.
Let's talk about the 4-meter hurdles. Let's think about that. Think about how many times a record has been broken for the men and the women over the past 5 years. It's a perfect example. If you had the record before Sydney and Dalila broke it, or before Warholm broke it, and now you're down, what are you, ninth on the all-time list or something? Warholm keeps running fast. Femke Bol's putting all-time marks. Would you rather say you have the Olympic gold medal? Or would you rather say, oh, I'm ninth all-time in the 400 hurdles?
Yeah, so
Olympic gold medal.
But being able to hold the record is the feeling. It's not about keeping the record. It's about being able to say, as of right now, no one in the past or
that
present
is cool.
Has
I agree.
Ever run this fast.
That's what I'm saying. And if you could guarantee that would continue in perpetuity, or maybe even you said, hey, okay, you get it for 30 years, but you never know that. That's the problem. Sometimes you get it for a year, and then it's gone.
You know who just lost their last world record this past weekend?
Who lost their last world record this weekend? No, who?
Michael Phelps.
Oh, perfect example. But he's got a lot of gold medals.
Yeah.
But that's what people are paying attention to.
True.
Gold medals. It's not how many.
But is that wild? Remember when he?
It's swimming. Everybody has a world record for 15 minutes in swimming. It's like we have five world records in the semis, but the 100 backstroke.
So he broke most of those world records like 08 to 12 ish, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Bolt broke his records around the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, 08, 09.
08, yeah, but like in the same decade era.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting that all of Phelps' records are gone, but Bolt's records still
remain.
Well,
look at the progression in swimming records and the progression in track records.
Well, it's interesting. Like, you'd argue that Phelps and Bolt are kind of like the same, like, dominant forces
in our
sport. Well,
they were contemporaries, yes, 100%.
But Bolt's records have yet to be touched, whereas Phelps' records all have been touched. I think it's interesting.
Gotcha. All right, before we go any further, and we talk about the five big questions heading into the World Championships.
B-I-G big.
After a big weekend in track and field. Let's talk about our sponsor, Wonderful Pistachios. Are you looking for a delicious and nutritious snack that packs a real protein punch? Let's try that again, Tyler. We got to get the right graphic on the screen when we do it. Here we go. Let's try it again. Are you looking for a delicious and nutritious snack that packs a real protein punch? Crack into a good source of protein with tasty, healthy, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios contains 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It's one of the highest protein nuts out there, but that's not all. Pistachios are also known for their fiber and better for you unsaturated fats, which may help keep you feeling fuller longer. Best part.
What's the best part?
Best part, here we go. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family and friends or taking them with you on your summer adventures. So whether you're dropping off the kiddos or running between meetings, fuel up with a healthy and tasty snack. Wonderful Pistachios will be your new go-to snack. Check out the website, wonderfulpistachios.com, to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Wonderful Pistachios is our sponsor. Let's get into the show. Gordon, we had Monaco Diamond League. We had London Diamond League. We had a continental tour in Hungary. We had a continental tour meet in Madrid. We had the Luzerne meet as well, too. We had results coming at us from every possible
LA
angle.
LA meet. There's no meet in LA.
Exactly. I took all that. I distilled it down into the biggest five questions using results from all those meets.
You took all that information. So how long did it take you to take all that information, get it scrunched into a five question? Like, how many questions were on the cutting
floor? I watched all the clips. Oh, how many questions were on the cutting room floor? Six to seven additional questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when did we get those questions?
That's the bonus pod. I had questions on top of questions. I had subheadings. I put them all together. And now we are left with five. My first question to you, Mr. Mack, is this. What is the current order of the women's 100? And let me just review some results for you in case you didn't pay attention this weekend. We had the 100-meter debut of Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce. She ran a 10.82 and then a 10.83. We had Julian Alfred making her pro debut, winning 100 in Hungary against Sha'Carri Richardson, running 10.89. She also came back and ran a good 200-meter race in the Diamond League as well, too. Marie-Jose Talou won the 100 in London. She ran 10.75. We mentioned Richardson before. Shrika Jackson, how about her? Big 200-meter win in Monaco. Ran in London. Looked to be on a little bit of cruise control. And London, people pointed out, didn't even lean at the tape. So,
and what do you think? Shrika Jackson beat Julian Alfred
in the 200 in Monaco and beat Thomas as well.
Sha'Carri beat Shrika. Shrika beat Julian. And Julian beat Sha'Carri.
All in a circle. So that's why my question is this. What's the current top five? I think it's between five now.
So it's a Mount Rushmore with a...
I'm saying right now, obviously, Shelly-Ann...
It can't be five. We have to make it four.
Well, stock went up for Shelly-Ann just because she hadn't run yet. And some people had some crazy expectations about how fast she would run. But I thought that was a great result given we'd only seen her run a couple 200s prior. She's already back in the 10.8 low. So already she's in a much better spot. I didn't think she'd get back here this quickly, but she's there. Alfred, long season. There were question marks. Jackson, Talou, and Richardson were the ones that had been competing regularly, so we knew more about them. But how do you sort out this top five? Like, do you even have an order? It's okay to say, I don't know, as well. Or I feel good about these and not that, or whatever.
Well, we've been kind of debating the order between Sharika, Sha'Carri, Julian, and Talou all year long. So I kind of don't want to even answer that question. I still think it's a hodgepodge. I would say of that group, Sha'Carri is one. And then, but so you could argue Talou should be one because Talou is more consistent.
Yeah, and Richardson was supposed to run in the 100 in London and didn't run. So we were going to get three of the five in that one race and we didn't get it.
But the main thing that was always the elephant in the room was Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce. We didn't know what she would be when she started. She makes her debut, and she runs 10.8. Now, 10.8 is fast. It's great. Mm-hmm. But it's not really fast for Shelly-Ann.
Right, which could mean two things. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
It could be, A, watch out. Like, this is her baseline. It's going to, like, only improve. Or it could be, like, peak Shelly-Ann is now a 10.8. Maybe peak Shelly-Ann should be a 10.6. And maybe we don't know if we're seeing Shelly's 2023 ceiling or Shelly's 2023 floor. I have no idea what room I'm in, like where, what floor of the elevator.
But what's more likely? I think it's more likely that it's a floor than a ceiling. I know she said she's dealing with injuries.
Okay, so if we're in a 10-story building.
Okay, just enough of the analogies.
What floor are we on?
What's more likely, 10.7 or 10.9 at Worlds? I think it's 10.7 for her, based on history, based on the – she's looked really comfortable and wasn't competition to push her in either of those races.
Yes, it is more likely to see a 10.7. I agree with you that.
Yeah.
But it's not 100% more likely.
I think all five can win. I think all five can win.
Yes.
As of right now.
Agreed.
And we're a month out from the World Championships, which is an unfamiliar spot to be in.
Should we draft? Let's draft it.
Do
you want first draft, do first pick or second
pick?
I'll
take the first pick. I'll take Sharika.
I'll take second pick, and I'll take Talou.
Interesting. So I'll go Shelly-Ann.
I'll do Sha'Carri.
And then I get three picks. I get Julian Alfred. Genius move. But Julian Alfred can win. Straight up,
last
she can
pick,
win.
Julian Alfred. She's the, you know, NFL, Mr.
Irrelevant.
She could be Brock Purdy and go on to lead the 49er offense to an NFC championship loss. But you know what I mean? No, Jillian Alford, even though we picked her last, she could easily win. And that shows that all five can win. They all have their reason. Shellyann, legacy. Sharika, recent legacy. Talu, consistency. Sha'Carri, recent dominance.
The upside,
and then Jillian, like, nothing to lose with the talent. Like, they all have their reason.
So going into this week, we knew it'd be three, and the question was, will four and five join them? And four and five being Alford and Frazier Price, the ones we had question marks.
Yeah.
They totally answered the bell.
Yeah.
Both of them. They did exactly what they needed to do to be in the mix.
So because we don't know the order, we're asking a question we're not even given an answer to.
Yeah.
What should we do? How should we decide? I'm going to put $1,000. I'm going to put $100 on this event.
Well,
what should I do?
I think this is where
you just put it on the best odds.
Right, exactly.
Because they're all equal. Even.
Yeah. I think Frazier Price is going to get, she's going to be listed as either, she'll probably be number one or number two in terms of favorites, just based on name recognition. And hey, that's not a bad reason to put her there because of her history. But I think her number might, she there might not be as much value in that pick versus
I think I might put it on Talu.
Talu or Alford, I think, is where the value is at because that's fewer people know about.
Toluda medal is going to be the best pick because she Toluda might be plus money to medal, which would be great.
Yeah, I like the – she looked good. She took care of business. I mean, I know Asher Smith ran well in that race too. Jackson, Michael Johnson had an interesting tweet after like saying, I'm not – like I know what she's doing, but I don't really understand what she's doing, but I know why she's doing it, but I don't really understand it, basically.
All right, we're doing it now. We did a draft. Just gun your head. Top five order. Go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
So is this my...
Right now.
This is my finishing order?
Finishing order.
For Worlds. For all right, Worlds. I previously said Frazier Price is 6, so I'm moving her up.
Just say, in order, 5.
I'll go Jackson, Frazier Price.
Make a 1-2.
Tolu.
Gun, it's about to, I'm about to pull the trigger. You gotta answer this question.
I'll go Richardson, Tolu, Alford.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jackson... Price, Frazier Price, Richardson, Talu, Alford.
Actually, no, I'm swapping the top two. I think Frazier Price is going to win now.
Okay.
I'm putting her number one.
Frazier Price, Jackson, Richardson,
Talu, Alford. Alford. Yeah.
I'm going to just, I'm going to go Alford, Talu, Richardson, Jackson, Shellyann. I'm going to do the exact same order as you, but.
Just flip it?
Flipped it.
Good. Finally, we get some disagreement here.
You've been there
we go. Stealing my picks for far too long.
But we have the same third pick. Because when you flip it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You could have made it more. Okay.
But that's right now. I'm going to change my mind in mid-August.
I thought you said mid-show.
Let that be known. Maybe right. Mid-show.
All right. My next big question.
These questions have been so big.
There's only been one of them. Some awesome construction going on next door. This is great. Last show in the studio. All right. This one, I don't know if we didn't see it heading into the weekend. This one is, people will disagree with this probably. Is Tobogo a stealth gold medal threat? Now notice I did not say medal threat with Let's Sail the Tobogo. I said gold medal threat. Two results from the weekend. He runs 9.93 to Omanyala's 9.92 in Monaco. And then in London, he runs 19.50, number 6 all-time in the 200, to Noah Lyles' 19.47.
Closing on Lyles.
So he gets second in both races. My question is, could this guy win gold in either event? Only 20 years old. Are we overlooking Tobogo, or is anybody even overlooking Tobogo after how good he looked in London?
I'm gonna change your question. I have veto power on one of your big questions, and my veto power is on this one. And I'm not gonna answer whether or not Tobogo is a gold medal threat or not. I'm focused on Lyles could lose. I mean, I've said that, but.
Why do you take my perfectly good, well thought out question for a reason and instead just throw out some stupidity?
That's not stupidity. I think
you already picked. You already said he's not going to win. So that we've already been there before.
No. But I think it is. But my opinion is not the popular opinion. The popular opinion is you put Lyles in the same category.
It's not the question.
As
the question
Krauser,
is not about Noah Lyles. Is Tobogo a gold medal candidate?
Yes.
Which event? Which event does he have a better chance at?
200.
Wrong. It's the 100. This guy can win the 100. The 100 is wide open now. The 100 is wide open after Curley lost. Omanyala, I get it. He's one of those top guys. He was right there. He was right there. I don't think he's going to beat Lyles in the 2. And also in the 2, you have Knighton. Also in the 2, you have Bednarik. Like, it's deep in the 2. The 19.5 is amazing, and the last 50 was incredible. But I think he's got a shot in the 1 to win this thing. Put it out there. Now you can go ahead. You can talk about whatever you want.
Okay, I will talk about
if you want to change the subject, you want to talk Sixers, free agency. What do you want to talk about? Phillies, how they look?
James Harden eating 4 burgers.
You want to talk about the mile? I don't care.
No. What I want to say is, though, Lyles last season was incredible. He breaks the American record. He was dominant force. This season has also been equally incredible because he's been able to show that he has range to make the 100-meter team, which is a hard team to make, and he has continued to dominate the 200. But seeing Tobogo close on Lyles, it made me realize that I thought Lyles was in the category of like plus minus 500. But now I'm looking at him more like a minus 250 because I just – what?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it looked – I thought he was more unbeatable.
But why? Why? Why did he look that way?
Because Tobogo closed on him.
It's about Tobogo. It's not about Lyles.
No, I think it's about Lyles. I think Lyles got a little too confident and is like, hey, I am so much better than everyone that I...
Gordon, that's the third fastest time of his career. It wasn't about Lyles doing anything wrong. It's about what Tobogo is doing right, which is why the question is, could this guy win gold?
I think it's now, more about what Lyles doing wrong, because I think if
47, you ran 1947. No, didn't do anything wrong.
I think it...
I'm having to explain... I know you watched track for a decade, but come on, man. No. Just look at the numbers here. Look at the numbers. You could say he might be in danger. You might say, oh, this result means he might be in danger to Tobogo. But this was all about how great Tobogo was. It wasn't anything that Lyles did wrong.
No, just I thought it showed that Lyles could have a weakness and that, like...
The weakness being other people running faster. Like, if Knighton runs a 19.4, how you beat him.
It's not about other people running faster. I think it's more about Lyles being, like, when you have yet to be... he hasn't been challenged in the 200. When you go so many 200s
without
having any scared threat of, like, I might lose, that can develop muscle memory, develop, like, overconfidence, and therefore someone like the Town of Tobogo or Knighton
what are you saying?
To come in and take advantage of the little bit of, like, overconfidence.
So what are you saying? He's beatable now because someone ran 1950 and still lost to him? Someone ran the race of their lives and they still lost to him? And you're saying he's beatable? Well, yeah. If Knighton runs the race of his life, if Bednarik runs the race of their life and Lyles is an off day, he could lose.
Yeah.
But, like, the odds of that happening are still pretty low because it takes a couple things.
I just think there's something to never losing in your main event can develop some potential overconfidence.
You're saying you get complacent.
Complacent.
But I'm saying this wasn't complacency. He might have been able to run a little bit faster. If it was a world championship, maybe he runs a little bit harder through the line. But this is about a guy who everybody knew about and knew he was good. No one was guessing 19.50. And I get it. It's a fast day. Like, Zarnell Hughes breaks the British record.
I don't know. I look at this result similar to we look at Knighton's 19.
I don't.
Same age, same...
I don't, but this was in a Diamond League setting in the middle of July. It's way different than
LSU in April.
Yes, it's way more applicable to what's going to happen in a month. I don't think he's beating Lyles in the 2 because I don't think anybody's beating Lyles in the 2. But what this means for the 1 is where I think the gold medal comes in.
Yeah,
is why it's interesting.
Well, you know what we should do. We should put on a track meet.
We should watch the World Championships and then discuss it.
They should have a race in Budapest and then we can decide after that race.
Yeah. I thought Lyles did well. He ran the third fastest time of his career. He could have lost.
Yeah. It is weird though. If Lyles runs 19.51, which is still a great time, and lost, then the mind.
Yeah. I mean, this is literally the third fastest time of his career.
All right.
Yeah, people are mentioning in the chat how Knighton lost to Ogando in the two. So the two, yeah, the twos, two got more interesting over the weekend. I can say that over the last week. Are you ready for question three?
Yeah. I'm sorry I'm screwing up this segment.
Yeah, you got it. You know what you have to do?
I'm not.
Trust the process.
Yeah,
there's
I just
process
sometimes.
Here, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to take everything you did. I'm going to throw out the window. Instead of following the logical, methodical plan, let's trade for James Harden. That'll like be a good idea. What could go wrong?
I'm just, okay.
Let's just keep making haphazard picks in the name of we have this genius plan. Question three. We saw Faith Kipyegon break the world record in the mile. She ran 4:07 over the weekend. We also saw a really fast women's 5,000-meter race in London. Saw a fast men's 5,000-meter race as well, too. Saw Neguse run 3:30. So this question pertains to the middle distances and the two big superstars that are on the men's and women's side.
This is a really long question. This is a run-on, this is a run-on sentence question.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
My question is this.
Okay.
Who has a better chance at the 15-5 double now that they're doing it? Faith Kipyegon or Jakob Ingebrigtsen?
Well, Jakob. It's always going to be Jakob. This should have been on the cutting room floor questions. This is a stupid question.
Again, you're commenting on the question instead of just answering the question. Just answer the question.
Jakob. And it's always – yeah, Faith is great, but Faith's 4:07 mile – is similar to her 1500.
Mm-hmm.
It was conversely about 349. So that while the 407 mile world record, it's like, whoa, she now has, she's collecting all these world records.
Three of them.
It makes sense to break the mile world record the same year you break the 1500 meter world record.
Yes.
Like, agreed. I think it's a very just like, it's not like, oh, I'm dominant. No, it's like you just did the same thing again. That's all it is.
Okay.
So.
But
I wasn't
she's a bigger favorite in the 15 than Jakob is in the mile, or than Jakob is in the 15. Agree?
No, I disagree.
Okay.
I think they're equal.
All right. I think she's a bigger favorite. I think that her run at the world record just demonstrated how far back everybody else was. I know not everybody was there. But then you go and you look at Jakob when he was a second off. You know, he didn't break the world record. Second off the record. There's still people in the picture. So I think Faith is a bigger – why this question is a good question and why a question is an interesting question.
Yeah, but Faith Kipyegon's not going to run 4:07 mile pace in the round three of a 1500.
Are we going to play this game?
A double.
We're playing this game again. But I'm just saying she's less likely to suffer an upset. I'm not saying she's going to run the exact same time. I'm just saying she's a – why this is a relevant question is she's a bigger favorite in the 1500 than Jakob is. You're saying they're
equal. I disagree with that.
I'm saying they're wrong. Now let's talk about the 5,000 though. She's got the world record there too.
She is a bigger favorite in the 5,000 than Jakob is in the 5,000. I'll agree with that.
Okay, well then this is interesting because this is – I just wanted to read – now not all these people are going to be there at the world championships, but this is the – fastest times of the year in the 5,000 after this weekend. 12:40, 12:41, 12:41, 12:41, 12:42, 12:42, 12:42, 12:45. And this isn't repeaters.
Yeah.
12:46. So we have 13 people under 12:50. Again.
Not even counting Jakob.
Not counting Jakob. I guess we have a couple repeaters. Hold on. Let me go Best Buy Athlete. My fault. Sorry. We have 8 people. So let me read that list again. 12:40, 12:41, 12:41, 12:41, 42, 42, 45, 46. So we have 8 people under 12:50 this year, not including Jakob. Again, that's not going to be the type of race we see at the World Championships, probably, but that makes it tough. Go over to the women's side. That was a fast 5,000 in London, right? Like, Sagai looks really good. I don't know if Hassan was third. I don't know if she's going to run in the 5 or she's just going to stay to the 10. So Faith will get pushed in that 5. But I actually think it – I actually disagree with you. I think Faith is the better pick.
No, that's what I said. I said Faith is more of a favorite in the 5 than Jakob is in the 5.
I know, but overall, who's more likely to do the double? You said Jakob. I'm saying Faith. I disagree with you. I looked at the schedule. They can – all of them are – they line up fine. They're pretty much equal in terms of time off.
I mean –
do you want to change your answer? So it looks like you want to change your answer.
No, I don't want to change my answer.
So Sagai was 14:12. Before we move on to question...
What are your thoughts on the two American records?
Well, that's what I was going to say. This is a little, this isn't a question, but a little bit intermission here. American record, intermission. So the two races we were talking about, yeah, Hiltz, American record in the mile, and then Monson, American record in the 5,000. I was more surprised by the American record in the 5,000, although it kind of makes sense when you just look at the type of race it came in and how perfect the pacing was. For Hiltz and Cranny was right there. Cranny was just a, like, she was, wasn't Cranny, am I blanking on that? They finished back-to-back, if I'm not mistaken. What were the times?
I'm trying to find it.
Gordon failing me. You had one job.
Yeah, Cranny, Monson ran 14:19:45. Wait, Cranny wasn't even in the race.
I'm talking about the mile, man.
Oh.
I'm talking about the mile. You're in the wrong spot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cranny and Hiltz were pretty close together.
Yeah.
I think Hiltz, Cranny actually was in front of Hiltz at the 1,500 meter mark.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. So it doesn't surprise me. I thought that the mile mark for on the world side and on the U.S. side was beatable. Just a matter of time. Hiltz on a complete roll, U.S. title, now the American record. Excited to see what happens at Budapest in that event. Monson, though, I thought it's weird, though, because you're comparing that to time trial that Houlihan did and all the stuff going on with Houlihan. It was, yeah, it was hard to make heads and tails out of that, other than the fact that it was an actual race versus a time trial.
Who would you take?
Who has a better chance of medal?
No, Cranny and Hiltz, 416, versus Shannon Roberry and Jenny Simpson in their prime.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's Simpson and Roberry.
Yeah, but take but medals not, it's and not, everything. But take away the medals.
Well, yeah, it's listen, so
if Hiltz goes out and gets third at Worlds,
well, then
all of a sudden
the conversation's different. But also this,
but you could argue Jenny Simpson didn't have to race Faith Kipyegon.
100%, she didn't have to race. Well, she didn't have to race Faith Kipyegon, but
you know what I mean. Like a 407 miler wasn't in the field when during Jenny Simpson's.
Zabit Ababa was there. There's been fast people. You're right. It wasn't the foreign hurdle situation where if you're in this era, you're just, okay, this is kind of bad luck. But I mean, there's not a lot of women's miles that are run at a high level either anymore because it's mostly 1500. And Simpson ran, what's her 1500 PB? 357, which would equate to a faster time than the 416. So, yeah, Simpson just being able to medal all those times and also run the quick times, it's Simpson and Roberry. But
who has a better shot to medal, Hiltz or Cranny? Or Monson? In whatever event.
Well, Cranny's in two.
Yeah, and Monson's in two as well.
Yeah. But, I mean, I still have USAs in my head. And,
yeah.
And the kick from Cranny. So I'll say Cranny being in two.
Over Hiltz?
Yeah, just because I think having two chances versus one.
Okay, take away two chances. One chance.
Well, that's the game is two Cranny, is more than one.
Who has more chance of meddling, Cranny in the 10K or Hiltz in the 15?
Cranny in the 10K or Hiltz in the 15? It's close. It's really close. Hiltz is really close to Muir. And Muir, we think, is a medalist.
Yeah.
You're missing a couple people there. I still think I'll go the 10 just because we don't know like what Sifan Hassan is going to do. So I'll go Cranny in the 10.
Got it. Good to know.
That was a good question inside of a question.
Yeah, I'm really good at making inception questions. How do you combine the word inception and question?
Yeah.
Question.
All right, this is a more random question. Just because they both ran the 400 hurdles and they both ran fast. I'm wondering, can they PR again? Can Warholm and Bowl, do you think, PR again? So for Warholm, that means, can he break is the world record now on the table? He ran 46:51. He had just run 46:52. Can he possibly get the world record? Can he recapture the Tokyo magic? And for Femke Bol, she's not going to need to run that fast to get the world title. But she PR'd again, 51:45. So that was faster than Sydney ran in Tokyo. So she got two Sydney times in front of her. Do you think this is as far as they're going to get this year? Or do you think they both have another level up once we get to Worlds? And if so, who do you think has a better shot at it?
I think they both have a level up.
Okay.
For sure.
So you think, now Carson, Carson has to get back to the Bull just needs to beat a time shorter run this year. Warholm has to beat a time that he ran a couple years ago.
I think the challenge, though, would be that I don't think Femke Bull is going to be challenged.
Right. Warholm has more of a more competition.
Yeah.
So that he's got that going for him, although we've talked about how he's sort of impervious to competition. But do you think the world record is possible for Warholm?
Yeah, because I think he's going to run for it. Yeah. I think he's going to try to run as fast as humanly possible, where Femke is going to be thinking, I want to win my first ever gold, so be smart. I think Femke is going to be more conservative in her approach, and I think Carson's going to be like, whatever. I've won so many global medals. I'm not continuing some win streak.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm healthy. Just try to run as fast as possible. And I think that's what we can do. Whereas Femke's like, this is my first ever potential gold medal.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't screw it up.
Gotcha.
Carson's house money, kind of.
I thought Dos Santos looked kind of pretty good for his first one. And he had some, like, rust. Like, I think it was six or seven he chopped. And then coming down the straightaway, he wobbled a little bit out of his lane. So the time wasn't crazy. But give him another month. Warholm's still the favorite, but this could get in. This could at least be a battle. This could at least be something. We could get all three near 100%.
You just really want it to happen.
I want it to happen. I've been talking about it all year, man. I want it to happen. Can you blame me?
I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Because you think she's just not going to.
No, Carson.
Dos Santos. Oh, yeah.
I don't think Dos Santos is going to be running 46 seconds.
I think he will. I think the problem might be those guys are going to run 45.
Okay. I mean, I was impressed with this 47.66. I think he ran 44 in the open.
Yeah. Yeah.
For what was his injury that he had? Like,
tore his meniscus.
Yeah. Like, how does he?
That was back in March. I think.
Is that a normal?
Yeah, you can recover pretty quickly.
Really?
If you're an incredible athlete like he is. It just depends on the nature of the tear. But I just thought there was some easily correctable things in there. And the 44 open tells me he's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
And again, he wasn't beating Carson today. And he's probably not going to beat him. And
he also
Budapest,
probably wasn't trying to beat him. He probably was like conservative. Like, hey, just get your feet wet.
Yeah.
So maybe you're right. Maybe he will actually be better than I think. Yeah.
I would be more concerned if he ran a technically flawless race and he ran 47.66. But he just looked a little bit out of sorts. And you can't blame him. You got Warholm out there and big, big Diamond League. So, and then you throw in Rye in there and it'd be awesome. All right. Are you ready?
Questception. That's the inception question.
Okay.
Questception. Thank you, Tyler, producer Tyler. Questception.
Oh, I need to have the chat open, I guess.
Questception.
Do you have another one?
Because let's say, let me answer your question with another question. It's like, stop trying to pull a questception on me.
Okay.
That's can be.
Are you going to try to make that happen?
I'm going to try to make that. We're making that happen.
Gordon trying to make.
People are trying to make Barbieheimer.
Well, they did. It did happen.
Barbenheimer.
It worked. Some people are trying to make fetch happen, but that's not going to work. Do you have an additional question, or were you just saying it?
No, I don't have any. No, is that the fifth question?
No, I have a fifth question.
Oh, what's the fifth question?
I thought you were going to insert. Okay.
No. I was just telling you.
The chemistry between us on the show today is, some might say, unparalleled. It's the studio.
Hit five. Hit me.
Okay. No, I want to throw an additional one in there. Bonus one. This isn't a question. Just a.
This is a.
News bit.
This is a.
Mondo lost.
A sub tier note. Mondo lost?
Yeah. Monaco. First time since. I had to look it up. When's the last time you lost? Last year.
Okay.
September 2nd. 2022, Brussels.
Big deal, not big deal?
Not a big deal at all.
How many times would he need to lose for you to care?
Three?
Consecutively. Three consecutive?
Yes.
So as long as he only loses,
he got like fourth.
Never get a three-game losing streak, he's always good.
He got fourth, man.
Yeah, if you get fourth, that means he's just like, whatever.
Yeah, well, it's a pole vault, too. You forget how random it could be. You only get three shots at it.
True.
Something goes wrong. It's just still surprising, though. So Nilsson won. Yeah. Mondo 572. Like, what are we doing here?
So he won't be. How many undefeated people will we have going into Worlds?
Well, it's weird because then you talk about overall events. Like, does Fraser Price count? No, because she lost 200.
Yeah, no. Overall events.
Mondo missed twice at 592 and then passed and then went up to 602 and then got one miss there. I don't have the extensive list of everybody who's undefeated in everything. So women's 100, Julian Offren's undefeated.
No, she lost.
In the 100?
Yeah, in the 100, but she lost the 200.
Okay, so Scratch that. 400 or 200 women. Sharika hasn't lost.
No, Sharika's lost to Sha'Carri in the 100.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
400. Sydney lost? Did she lose that? She lost that first one?
Lost to Polino.
I forgot that. Yeah. Okay.
800.
400 hurdles. Has Femke lost?
No. Carson hasn't lost.
Femke, Carson. 800.
I mean, Keely just scratched. Well, she lost, though, too, to Mora.
Is Mora lost?
That's a good question. Has, are we going to count? I mean, you can count a thing, Mo's.
No, 1500. She 1500, lost. 1500. Yeah, yeah, she lost 1500. Mary Mora lose?
I'm pulling up right now. This is good stuff.
When you Google Mary Mora, the top video is Mary Mora shocks Keely Hopkinson.
She just, well, she lost in the quarter.
Oh.
She has six in the Monaco quarter. Yeah, not it's a tough game to play. And
Faith,
then you have,
Faith hasn't lost.
Right. And then you got a, and then you got this whole situation where you have people who debuted super late going up against people who have raced eight times. Just undefeated isn't as fun as it could be.
But Mondo was, and now he's not.
Right.
Chris Krauser still undefeated?
Yeah. So, I mean, Faith, are you talking about this in the context of who's going to win Athlete of the Year?
That's another question. Mm-hmm. Are you trying to question me right now?
No, I'm just thinking it's Faith is the favorite.
Actually, let's do that right now.
I'm not prepared for that. I'm prepared for these questions. I don't have everybody's resume. I don't want it. I mean, I'm sure.
But you don't think this Mondo loss is going to affect his Athlete of the Year standing?
I think that's going to go to Krauser. Regardless? Yeah.
There's no one else has a shot?
A Jakob double combined with a Jakob 1500 world record post world champs, maybe. But I think it might be Krauser's.
I think it's Jakob. That's why he's going for that 2K world record. He's trying to collect some world records.
Yeah, can we just not have 2K world records? You're just not. Can we all agree that we're not going
to
do that?
No, I don't think they want to agree to that. Uh-huh. Hey, if you could break a 2K world record, you would do it.
When is that?
He's doing it in September.
Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah. Good.
No, but if you could break any world record that's not an official world record, which event would you choose?
Not an official world record. The 40.
40-yard dash?
Yeah. Because people would know what it is.
Yeah. Right. That's a good answer.
Question five.
All right, question five.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I was going to say I was born ready, but that's a
not true
big
at all.
Cliche.
Are you worried about any of the scratches that happened over the past week? So McLaughlin,
give me a rundown of all the scratches.
Yeah, so Sydney McLaughlin Nervoni was supposed to run the 400 in Monaco. Scratched. Injuries. Richardson scratched, London, hamstring, Keely, Hodgkinson scratched the 800, which was in London in front of the big crowd, and she didn't run. I mean, there's other ones out there, and there's other ones where races where athletes look more like they were just had a bad race or just were kind of just using it to get a workout in. But I just wanted to focus more on the scratches. I'll give you my answer right now. No, no, and then maybe.
Which one's the maybe on?
Keely. Because at home, running, and she's run quite a bit this year, she seems like she'd want to run in that race. So I don't know what's up, but I hope nothing. Because I want to see her versus nothing.
I could see that. I would agree with you on the maybe there. I'm also big no on all these scratches because I think a lot of these athletes probably said yes to the appearance, like when they were putting together the fields. But then this was before they made the team. Before they kind of knew where their season would be at this point, because, you know, they say yes to it and then things change. You realize, hey, I'm kind of tired from USAs more than I thought, doing all these other things. I'm going to now I know I'm on both, like, Sha'Carri's like, I'm running the one and two at Worlds. I should probably just kind of recalibrate and refocus on that because there could have been a situation where Sha'Carri was only running the 100 at Worlds. And then she's like, oh, I have probably a little more in my legs to do this. But you don't know what – none of these athletes knew their August plans for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they assume they're talented enough to make the team, but you never know what happens. So I think a lot of it was kind of like, hey, you were more of a backup plan Diamond League for me because you're the last Diamond League of the regular season. And I think that's why a lot of the scratches happened because they were kind of like fallback Diamond League appearances.
Khalil says Keely was sick, not injured.
There you go.
So, then I'm not worried about anybody, assuming she gets healthy. Get well soon.
I mean, maybe we could talk about this on the next podcast, but is there any track happening this weekend?
You want to talk about whether or not there's any track happening this weekend on the next podcast?
No. What I want to talk about is, did we just, the regular season's over, right? I feel like the regular season is complete.
Part one, then there's the post-World Championships regular season.
Yeah, but like, how would you grade the 2023 outdoor regular season? This is question number six.
I'm looking at the Hutchinson thing.
You're not even interacting. We're supposed to have a good dynamic report. Busy Googling Wigan. What's that?
Wigan today.
Wigan today.
I'm reading this article about Keeley. She was sick. Okay.
She's sick. Regular season, grade. A through F scale. No, scratch that. 1 to 10 scale. 10 being greatest all time, 1 being worst of all time.
I want to go event by event and give it a grade for each
event. You give me 40 grades?
Men's 5,000, A.
No, look it all, put it all together. You've looked at all the results. You've been on this podcast with me every day, once a week. You should have a good understanding. Well, overall, compared to other previous regular seasons, what was your takeaway of this regular season?
It actually was pretty good.
I agree.
It actually was pretty good. Probably say B.
Yeah, I'll just say B+. Because we saw a lot of the stars race each other. We saw people like run often.
Do we count USAs in the regular season, or are you just talking about?
Yeah, everything up until Worlds. I just feel like we got a lot of great like moments that sometimes you don't get, where like, oh, we're never gonna see them race because in the men's and women's sprints, the reason why Worlds is gonna be so entertaining is because on both 1-2, 1-2 on men's and women's sides, there's like five people who all can win. And the reason why we think that is because they all been beating each other.
Not in the 200s, you're right. Not in the 200s, but yeah, I get your point.
No, what do you mean? The 200s, yes. We just saw Tobogo almost beat Lyles.
Yeah, there's not five people who can win the 200, but I get your point.
I think there is.
Men's 100, I think there's
Noah Lyles, Tobogo, Arian Knighton, Kenny B. There's four people. Those are the four. You agree those four could all win?
No. Lyles can win. But
you just did a whole segment about Tobogo winning gold.
And that was because the 100. On the flip side, though, I think there's legitimately...
He was 0.03 away from beating Lyles.
How about this take? I think there's 10 guys who can win the 100. How about that?
Well, I'll agree with that, yeah.
That's wild.
There's going to be a guy who could have won who won't make the final.
There's going to be... Unless something crazy happens between now and then, there's going to be...
Well, we're going to see there's going to be athletes who aren't even on the starting line who we think could have won.
Yeah. But yeah.
From Jamaica.
In general, the men's 100 was okay. It wasn't great, but the women's 100 was awesome.
Yeah.
The 200s were a lot of fun. The hurdles have been great. We didn't talk, Nia Ali with the 12-3. Like that was amazing. Like photo finish with Kenny Harrison. Like the first three women crossed the line, it just said photo, photo, photo. Next to it, didn't even say the times because that's how close they were. Holloway got the win. The four hurdles have been great, even though it hasn't. The head-to-heads haven't been there, but the individual brilliance has been cool, and Dos Santos coming back has been exciting.
1,500's been good.
1,500's been great. 800's been fine.
800 men's still not good.
Well, they're at 143, so.
Yeah, but like I think I need them to do it for 2 years in a row for me to believe it again.
It's a Monaco 143, too.
Yeah.
And then
which is a
the five, world championship the one. Five, so you have Kipyegon breaking a world record, and the men's fives have just been completely out of control.
Yeah.
So that's been great. Steeple world record. The men, yeah,
it's been good.
Yeah, it's especially compared. If you're grading it on
should be an A minus, should be A minus or B plus.
Yeah, if you've been grading on a curve, it might even be
an A minus.
A, but I'm sticking with B.
You're harsh.
There was still
you're
some
harsh.
There
you
was,
give out harsh grades as a teacher.
There were still
you?
Some missed opportunities.
You should go back into teaching.
Well, if I could figure out how to grade these things correctly, then I'd be making a lot of money. Because I'd just be. I'll be putting all these bets out there. I don't know.
Well, I'm doing that. I'll be betting $100 per event. We're trying to get that segment sponsored.
Good luck.
Do you think I could get the sponsorship to pay for my bets? That's not illegal. It has to be my money.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of weird that you'd bring that up. Speaking of sponsorships, read our ad.
Again, let's do it.
Wonderful Pistachios. Are you looking for a delicious and nutritious snack that packs a real protein punch? Crack into a good source of protein with tasty, healthy, Wonderful Pistachios. Remember, the website's wonderfulpistachios.com. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, gives you 10% of your daily value. Highest protein nuts out there. They're known for their fiber and better for you unsaturated fats. They come in a variety of flavors and sizes. You can, between meetings, picking up the kids, dropping them off at camp, all that other stuff. It can be your new go-to snack. The website, again, wonderfulpistachios.com, wonderfulpistachios.com. Gordon, over to you.
What's to me?
We got 10 more minutes. What do you got?
So I'm trying to find out if there's any track meets left, but there's not. I guess there's some stuff going on in August.
No, we have the Ed Murphy, right?
Ed Murphy?
Help me out here.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The Ed Murphy classic thing? It's like a... Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
August 4th and 5th.
Okay.
Memphis meet.
Memphis, yeah. Well, it's just, I feel like most of the stars, though, metal contenders.
Isn't she running? I think a thing Mo will be running.
Oh, unless a thing Mo's running? Really?
I thought I saw... Type in...
Type in, who are you telling to type in?
I don't know, this is not going to come up, but I swear I saw this. Help me out if people know. I swear I saw a tweet with a thing Mo.
For what?
Running the Memphis meet.
Okay. No, I don't know. Well, basically what I'm trying to, if a thing Mo does run, here we go. Here's one athlete announcement. A thing Mo running the 400.
You're welcome.
2 days ago.
Well, no, she didn't run the 200 2 days ago.
And Christian Coleman in the 100. The announcement was made 2 days ago.
It's a tune-up meet. Yeah. It's you did USA's, maybe did one of these Diamond League meets, one of these European meets.
Make sure you don't forget how to run meet.
Yeah, because then you're a couple weeks out. So it's the last little test, last chance to sharpen up, and then you're ready to go.
Think Mo in a 400. What if she goes out there and runs like...
48.3.
Whoa, look at us.
Did we just inception the time?
We just...
I don't know.
But we'll be like, she's not on the 4x4.
It's unfortunate. That's an incredible time for a 1500 meter runner.
Good way to put it that way. Yeah, there's not really much going on in the future. I guess we can look forward to this.
Yeah, and listen, we're going to have previews coming up for Worlds. There's plenty of stuff to break down. And, you know, you'll get the announcements of who's running what. Like, we already know on some of the teams, but some of the stuff, there's standards to be sorted out, or world rankings as well, too. Oh, you want to talk about something that's making you mad?
Yeah.
You told me before the show started. We probably should have led with this. But Gordon, folks... Gordon is mad.
I'm mad. They made me look bad because I've been trying to track.
Who's they? Name names.
World Athletics.
Okay.
They made me look bad.
Why?
I've been tracking who has the standard or who has a high enough world ranking on Team USA.
Yep.
I put out a graphic a few weeks ago saying, like, hey, here's the status of everyone. And someone responded, like, hey, you may want to check on Will Clay, because I had him as not having the standard and not having a world ranking.
So this was an anonymous tip.
Someone responded,
reached out
to
you.
No, they didn't reach out to me. They replied.
They contacted you in the parking garage, downtown Austin, handed you an envelope and said you may want to check on what's going on. The men's triple jump. There's something silly going on.
It is something silly. So
okay, what happened?
I go, there's this website on World Athletics where they tell you who has the standard and who's in running for world ranking.
Yeah.
And you go to men's triple jump. And you know whose name is not there?
At all?
Will Clay. They don't have him listed as having the standard or in the world ranking quota. But if you go to the world ranking site,
mm-hmm.
he's ranked 14th in the world.
Which would be
high enough to get in. But for some reason, he is the only one who is ranked in the ranking, but doesn't populate here in the Road to Budapest rankings. So something's
What's
up.
What's going on?
There's a Will Clay conspiracy. But there could be a situation. I don't think this would ever happen. But like, if they only are going off of this website.
This forgotten athlete?
They're going to be like, Will Clay's not listed. Like, there may be a situation where they don't invite him, and then USATF will be like, hey, you need to check your paperwork.
Don't even have him
because
in
because they're dealing with what, 2,000 athletes?
Sure, but you can't 2, forget. You can't forget an athlete. You can't. You
got to triple. Forget it, but they'll send like. What happens is World Athletics will send the list to USATF of who's eligible.
Yeah.
And USATF will be like, looks like the guy finishing our top three is not eligible. And then either USATF will be like, are you sure about that? Or they'll be like, okay. And then Will Clay will have to be like, hey, guys, I'm eligible. Look, they clearly didn't just copy my name across to the right document. So there is a potential.
So you think it's just a clerical error?
I think it's a computer error.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even clerical because he's ranked in the rankings. But for some reason, the computer isn't taking his name and putting him in the Road to Budapest rankings.
Fix it.
And it made me look back because it was like, how did I not know? Because I'm going off of the, you'd assume World Athletics has their shit together. And
whoa. Thomas says women's javelin. Gordon, women's javelin. Did you make some mistake in women's javelin on your rankings?
Maybe.
On your standard?
Did I?
I don't know.
I don't know. You can't just shout out a word.
Well, hold on. I want to.
Oh, I have Kara Winger still on the thing because she could go if she wants.
Well, it says Winger got second, not first.
What do you mean?
Oh, we shouldn't have a bye.
Well, she does have a bye. Diamond League champion.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I got that one right.
Cook.
Diamond League champion. She won the Diamond League.
And then silver it.
Yeah, she Eugene got silver. Silver and Eugene, but she won the Diamond League.
Still get it.
But she's not going because she's retired. But yeah. Technically, until she says
it no. It would be the coolest thing.
She should go and be like, hey yeah. guys, get a free trip to Budapest, see the sights.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that. If you were retired.
Yes.
But you still got a chance to like participate.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Like, I've thrown this for a while.
Yeah. She's going to show up, just like casual clothes.
Well, no, wear a uniform.
Going out.
Wear a uniform.
Yeah, you wear a uniform.
Yeah, throw it around a little bit.
Wear a uniform around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's still pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure she could probably still, like, make a final.
That would be kind of funny. Well, what she could do is just use it as an ultimate, like, test of, I mean, it'd be a fun sort of experiment. How good can you do when you've been...
No practice throws. Like yeah. The first throw is your.
I mean, you don't want to hurt yourself, I guess. So maybe like a month out, she does it or something.
Or
starts training.
When we talk about how you know people with the bye. Obviously, there's no bye for the Olympics, but there could be a weird situation. Imagine if there's ever an athlete who's just so good, but only competes once a year. They compete at the World Championship, win,
and then get the bye,
and yeah. they just only go to Worlds and yeah. they win, and they're always allowed to go back because that's the only competition. What event? Do you think would be the easiest event to only have to do it once and win every time and always get the bye? Is it marathon?
No. Because I think you got to kind of go through you can't simulate a marathon in practice. You could simulate maybe some, it might be like something like the shot.
The shot put?
And you can
Krauser could do an experiment and be like, hey guys, I'm just only gonna
yeah
compete at
you need to make a living though, but
yeah, because so. Now you don't need to compete at yeah, you gotta make a living. Yeah, it has to be someone who's like
got a lot of money.
Has a lot of money.
Who's the richest person yeah, in track and field?
That's what we
and
really
can do it. Folks are asking about Hibbert's Diamond League debut. That was an exciting triple jump. Zango got him in the final round. He went 17-70. Hibbert was at 17-66. So still pretty good though. Your Diamond League debut and you're getting runner up. Someone says something about Clay. The reason Will Clay isn't on Road to Budapest is probably because when the qualification period is finished, he won't have enough performances unless he does one more. That's what AJT says. Since he's competed four times this year and the fifth, which is currently being taken from last year, will expire. You need 5 marks.
That makes no sense though, because
hey, I'm just communicating what is said in the chat.
Hold on. No, but people have less marks than him. He's 2 of his marks are from Worlds. That those don't expire.
They last forever?
No, the Worlds is less than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, his marks will be fine. I guess we'll find out because July 23rd, we'll find out. No, yeah, we'll find out in this next ranking if the world championship marks expire. But I don't think they do. I think there is like a 1 year calendar for your marks, but I think there are certain events that don't have to abide by the 1 year rule. And I think last year's world championships doesn't abide by the 1 year rule. That's what I think. I could be wrong.
AJT says you need 5 marks from the past calendar year for a world ranking.
Yeah, but except for global championships. Like those still count. I think. We'll find out.
Hibbert jumped 5 times in that series.
That's a lot. That's a big deal
for him.
That's like, I mean, all he jumped in Arkansas uniform.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, while we're doing triple jump section of the pod, triple jump corner.
I think we should tell people to like and subscribe.
Yeah. What else do you want to tell them?
Download on Spotify.
Next week. Won't be in the studio.
Oh, yeah. We have do a little bit of a change.
Okay.
The next 3 podcasts are going to be at 6 p.m. Central.
Monday nights.
So, not 12:30 on YouTube. 6 p.m. Central on YouTube. The next 3 podcasts. So, enjoy dinner with us instead of lunch.
That's a good way to
make
it appealing to folks. Thanks to Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
Producing. We'll talk to you guys next time.
6 p.m. We'll see you then.